the performers. You can sit in. All right. You know, there's a lot of people who make this festival happen, but I don't think it's hard to say that there's anybody who's more important than these stage crews and the sound people who are enabling you to hear all of this wonderful music. So I hope that that as the weekend goes on, that you'll be sure to thank those people too. They work really, really hard.
Check. Loud in the monitor.
Okay.
Check. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, looks like they're ready. All right, this group that you're about to hear has been performing at the Florida Folk Festival since the mid-1970s. but I'm not going to call them old-timers. Yeah. Playing their very, very special brand of Florida folk music. They have a brand new CD or Pete has a brand new CD that he's going to tell you about. I also want to make sure that you know that he also does a Florida folk show on WMNF radio in Tampa. But I know they're out on the internet now, so you can listen to WMNF wherever you are. Thursday mornings is that folk show, so be sure that you maybe tune into that and listen to some more Florida folk music after you've gone home after this weekend. Please give a great welcome to the Greengrass Revival.
Thank you.
Can you turn me down in the monitor a little bit? Does anybody ever get to listen to the Florida Folk Show? Anybody that's here at all on WMNF? Every Thursday at 9:06 until 10:01. Bobby Hicks and myself, and we play exclusively Florida folk music. So if there's anybody out here that has some Florida folk music, bring it to us, and we'll put it on the radio. Okay, we're going to start off. We're going to play mostly, I think almost exclusively, our own stuff here today. And we're missing two of our guys, but Carl Wade down at the end here is going to add something special to what we do. Here comes one of our guys now, Rayford Stark. He He has a problem getting his pass because he's got one name, his real name that he was given, and then Rayford Stark is his stage name. And every year it happens. I don't know if his real name is Colin Kenny, but which is a problem too because it's two first names, and so they don't know whether to put it under Colin or Kenny or Rayford or Stark. And he's been up there for a good hour trying to get his pass because you know you can't get in here without a pass.
They were checking for upstanding warrants.
We'll do one while we're waiting for him. I always dedicate this song to my brother. Mama, can I rock in that old rocking chair the way my daddy used to do? Don't you recall him rocking away and whistling the lovesick blues? Put me on his knees, rocked so hard I nearly lost my shoe. Mama, can I rock in that old rocking chair the way my daddy used to do? Well, heart of pine, bent at the spine, carved with grandpa's tools. That old rocking chair's been on our front porch since 1922. Well, early every evening all through the house you could hear that mournful sound. Mama just rocking in that old rocking chair, watching the sun go down. Mama, can I rock in that old rocking chair the way that daddy used to do? Don't you recall him rocking away and whistling the lovesick blues? He put me on his knees and rocked so hard I nearly lost my shoe. Mama, can I rock in that old rocking chair the way my daddy used to do?
All right, Jack. That his heart gave out, I'll never forget that night. The preacher man said that he felt no pain, just like turning out the light. I guess all of these years of working so hard took him from our family. And now that rocking chair is still, oh mama, can't you see? Mama, can I rock in that old rocking chair the way that daddy used to do? Don't you recall him rocking away and whistling the lovesick blues? He put me on his knees, we rocked so hard I nearly lost my shoe. Mama, can I rock in that old rocking chair the way my daddy used to do?
Mr. Rayford Stark. Mama, can I rock in that old rocking chair the way that daddy used to do? Don't you recall him rocking away, whistling the lovesick blues?
put me on his knees. He rocked so hard I nearly lost my shoe. Mama, can I rock in that old rocking chair the way my daddy used to do? Oh, the way my daddy used to do.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
We need to get old Rayford's guitar worked on there. All right, we're going to do you a new one here. We just recorded it 2 days ago. And we have it on a CD in the trunk of our car. We haven't even had a chance to get it to the Foff booth, but it's the first Rayford Stark Sunset Beach Pete CD, which we do some of these songs. This is a song about an insect that, well, it's pretty much a familiar insect all over Florida. And
you gonna play?
I won't get into the whole thing about this thing, but once you catch on to the chorus, please sing it with us.
I got a dog, Peter Gnat, flying around the edge of my bed. Man, those dog Peter Gnats, they're really bad this year. Well, it seems every time a dog wags its tail, the dog Peter Gnats scatter like hell. If they don't find a dog before they land, they'll fly around the edge of your bed. Well, those dog Peter Gnats, the folks in Florida gotta live with that. Hey, only critter that the swamp boys fear is a dog Peter Gnat on the edge of their beard. Once a dog Peter Gnat flew into my eye. Man, it hurt so bad, I thought I would die. I spent 13 days lying sick in bed, visions of cats running through my head. The doctor said I'd never be the same. The dog Peter Gnats had gotten into my brain. Those dog Peter Gnats singing, dog Peter Gnats. The folks in Florida gotta live with that. The only critter that the swamp boys fear is a dog Peter Gnats on the edge of their beard. Once the church had a barbecue and there wasn't no beer. And the preacher swore there'd be no dogs around here. Well, just as we was having fun, they served our food under the sun. The dog Peter Gnats, they swarmed like fleas. I guess they also like macaroni and cheese. Those dog Peter Gnats, the folks in Florida gotta live with that. The only critter that the swamp boys fear is a dog Peter Gnat on the edge of their beard.
Why don't you play it one time there, Rick? Is Ann Thomas here at this festival? She didn't come? Good.
Well, my friend Ann Thomas is the Florida folk queen. One day a doctor came and took out her spleen. Well, he forgot to lock the formaldehyde vat. Hospital got swarmed with dog Peter Gnats. They flew all the way from New Orleans just to
fly around and spleen. Oh, those dog Peter Nats, dog Peter Nats. The folks in Florida gotta live with that. The only critter that the swamp boys fear is the dog Peter Nat on the edge of their beer. Sing it with us one more time. Those dog Peter Nats, dog Peter Nats. The folks in Florida gotta live with that. The only critter that the swamp boys fear is the dog Peter Nat on the edge of their beer. I said, a dog Peter Nat on the edge of their beer. One more time. Yes, a dog Peter Nat on the edge of their beer. Thank you.
It's always interesting playing with Pete.
All right, we'll do one more from that CD. If you want one, come up and see us after the show. This is about a guy that used to mow the graveyard in St. Petersburg. There's a giant graveyard. It's about at least a half a mile or more long over there by Pasadena. Sandra, you know where that graveyard is, don't you? And it's a hard, he was one guy, and he had to mow the whole thing, so he was constantly going back and forth. I'd go to work in the morning, I'd come back in the evening, and I'd see him somewhere, you know, mowing it. I used to think about this guy and what was going through his mind all the time. His name was Scott Howard, so that's the name of the song. The name of the song is Scott Howard for the person who's taken the names. Okay. Well, Scott Howard's mowing the graveyard lawn. He's been riding all day long, stoned among the folks whose lives done gone. Scott Howard's mowing the graveyard lawn. 30 years ago yesterday, Mr. Jones got smashed where he lay. Lying on the highway taking a nap, Mr. Peterbilt turned his head to splat. Now the rest of Jones is in Section 9, waiting for Scott coming down the line. Ponytail hanging straight down his back, a couple of joints in his cigarette pack. Yeah, Scott Howard's mowing the graveyard lawn. He's been riding all day long, stoned among the folks whose lives done gone. Scott Howard's mowing the graveyard lawn.
All right, Rayford.
Little kid here, barely 2 days old, even in the heat his stone is cold. A couple over there, the stone got cracked when Scott found out about their suicide pact. He bugs the mourners as he cruises by, head straight ahead, piece of grass in his eye. Don't give him no grief or he'll wait till you're gone, and the flowers might vanish from your loved one. Yeah, Scott Howard's mowing the graveyard lawn. He's been riding all day long, stoned among the folks whose lives done gone. Scott Howard's mowing the graveyard lawn.
Jack, play it a little bit.
Thank you. well, dead folks fertilize cemetery sod. Old Scott Howard keeps it trimmed for God. Mowing grass in the land of the free, that's economic security. For every old man that turns to bone, another man enters the funeral home. They'll put up a tent and a preacher's stand, and the grass will be growing all over this land. Wait for Scott Howard's mowing graveyard lawn. He's been riding all day long, stoned among the folks whose lives done gone. Scott Howard's mowing the graveyard lawn. Yeah, Scott Howard's mowing the graveyard lawn.
All right, thank you very much. Here's one about another town in Florida, written down here by Mr. Rayford Stark, called The Girl from Immokalee. So sing it along with us.
This goes out to Laura and Jim from
Florida. All right. And anybody that's been to Immokalee will recognize some of the landmarks that we mentioned in this song.
Somebody took it. Somebody took it and never gave it back.
It's a 12 string.
Funky little cow town. I saw her late last night down at the gaming palace. Now I'm spending my roll on my pretty little loudest. She's the girl from Immokalee, and the only way I want to be sitting under a chickie with my girl from Immokalee. I seen her riding in the rodeo and down at Miner's Market. I seen her working in the orange grove. That's where I beat her after dark, yeah. Well, her daddy was from Mexico. He came for the harvest. And her mama is a Seminole from out of Big Cypress. She's a girl from Immokalee, and the only way I wanna be sitting under a chickie with my girl from Immokalee. I hear people talking their schemes down at the $1 million law. Well, I've been dreaming all of my dreams with my girl from Immokalee. She's my girl from Immokalee, and the only way I want to be is sitting under a chicken with my girl from Immokalee. She's a girl from Immokalee, and the only way I want to be is doing a Seminole boogie with my girl from Immokalee.
Come on, Pete.
She's the girl from Immokalee.
And the only way I want to be,
the only way I want to be,
is drinking that soft key,
is drinking that soft key
with my girl from Immokalee. She's the girl from Immokalee, and the only way I want to be, sitting under a chickie with my girl from Immokalee.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Okay, here's a song about White Springs, I guess, you might say. Don Grooms wrote most of this song, but he's gone now, so we've taken the liberty to change the words a little bit. Make it a little more universal, I guess. Well, the greatest train that ever run down America's railroad track was the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. From New York to Miami, you could hear the drivers roll, but the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in White Springs anymore. Well, people would line the railroad track to watch the OBS go by. Made the grown man shiver and little babies cry. It shook the ground for miles around 50 years ago, but the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in White Springs anymore. Let's play it a little bit, boys. Mr. Jack Piccolo on the banjo. Remember him, he was on the cover last year. Well, it took a lot of fine people from all those Florida towns to the lights of New York City. It was the greatest train around. But now the Amtrak's got her, and she's diesel to the core. And the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in White Springs
anymore.
Pick it, Rayford. From Hollywood, Florida, Mr. Rayford Stark. Let's give a hand here to this young lady to my left here from St. Petersburg, the legendary Sandra Jemison.
Thank you.
You'll see her up with a bunch of different bands this weekend.
Thank you.
Well, just tonight, for old time's sake, we're going to make that engine whine. Bring that orange blossom special right down the White Springs line. Well, Rayford, he's the engineer, his harmonica is the light, and the orange blossom special stops in White Springs tonight. Armadillo on the track. It's all covered with dog Peter now. His guitar. There it is.
Over yonder, coming on down the track. Look over yonder, coming on down that track. It's that orange blossom special, it's gonna bring my baby back. Going down to Florida, gonna get some sand in my shoes. Maybe California, gonna get some sand in my shoes. Take that orange blossom special, gonna lose his big city blues.
Step it up a little bit. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll see you out in the world. Thank you. Rayford Stark, Sandra Jemison, Jack Pickle, I'm Pete Gallagher. We'll see you later.